Hi, this is Liz, and welcome to my podcast, Spiritually Speaking with Liz. I thought I'd chat a little bit about repeating numbers or reoccurring numbers, as it's something I get asked an awful lot about, and it's something that I've experienced through my life a lot, and something that I take great comfort out of, actually. I really enjoy it when my numbers pop up. They started popping up for me when I consciously started on my path, but it took a while for me to actually notice them. Honestly, they were so obvious looking back now, but I was asleep at the wheel and I just wasn't seeing them. I believe that they're a positive affirmation from the universe. Fill in the blank here. It could be the universe, God, spirit, source, the angels, your guides, whichever feels comfortable to you. You decide. I'll use the universe throughout the rest of this chat. So they're basically here, I believe, to let us know that we're not on our own, and they're like signs of encouragement, really. They can show up in all different ways. They can come up through dates, the time, car registrations, transaction IDs, even down to numbers of likes and followers on an Instagram post. I went to check my Instagram posts, which is obviously new with this podcast, and when I looked at it, I had done two posts, I had 22 followers, and I was following 22 people. So there was my confirmation right away, all the tutus all together. People see them in many different ways. They'll see them like in 111, 222, 1111, or they could see a single number repeating, or, you know, or a double number. I have a friend who's really into Alice in Wonderland, and she sees her numbers on her phone mirrored, like 1441 or 1221. Another one of my friends sees 13 on the clock, like a 13 minutes past or 13 something. She sees this as a reassurance that everything's okay. So what do they mean when we see them? Like I say, I take them as a reassurance, as a cheer from the sidelines, as you've got this, you're not on your own type thing. But also you can see other numbers that stand out to you that will have meaning. In the tarot, I've studied tarot and I used to do tarot readings, but as you learn the tarot, you learn a basic understanding of numerology. And I mean basic, I haven't studied numerology at all. So in the tarot, when you have a one, so it would be a one of, well, they're an ace, aren't they? So an ace of wands, ace of cups, ace of swords, ace of pentacles. So they mean a new beginning or a new opportunity. Twos mean partnership, coupling, things coming together. Three are about creation, a mind-body-spirit connection, the power of three. Stability and foundation are found in the number four, the feeling of home, coming home or being at home. Five are change and sometimes can represent conflict, but they also are the midpoint of things turning around. Six is harmony and growth, things coming together, cooperation, moving forward. Seven, spiritual knowledge and attainment, understanding. Seven is the number of spiritual knowledge and attainment and understanding. Eight is action, mastery and power. And also it's about finding your own way forward, I find. Nine, fulfillment, getting close to where you want to be. And 10 is the completion, the renewal, the end of a cycle, things coming together, feeling whole. I have to say one thing you have to remember, that these are your signs. So what you see or feel is right for you. Don't be told by someone things that they don't add up to you. They don't make sense to you. You've decided what your number means for you and somebody else tells you something different. I've believed things people have told me and it didn't sit with me. And it wasn't until I actually thought, no, that doesn't feel right for me. Whatever the situation is, if it doesn't feel right, leave it. It's not for you. Your intuition always knows. So if it feels a bit off, find your way. Okay, so then we go on to the numbers like the 111, 222s. There's been a huge interest in this of latter years, and it's massive all over YouTube. I wish I'd have had YouTube, you know, when I started, because it makes life so much easier, and Google, that you can just go on and have a little Google, have a little YouTube, see what other people's opinions are. So back to the numbers, 111 or 1111, wake up. I see this as the beginning, the start of intuition, the waking up to it. There are lots of opinions on this, but when you start to see this, I believe it's the start of the awakening process, being called on your journey. Or if you're already on your journey, it can be a progression forwards, going up a level. 111 or 1111 reminds us what we think we become. So be careful what you wish for, or as Mike Dooley says, thoughts become things, choose the good ones. 222, alignment. So again, it can be 222, 22 or 2222. It's actually my number. And when I see it, I know that things are as they should be and that I'm heading in the right direction. I see it on car registrations. People will mention it to me, be on the radio. I'll tell you my story later on. But 222 says, trust you're on the right path, stay focused, all is well. It invites you to trust in the seed you have sown and that they will fruit at the right time, divine timing, that is, not when we want and when we think it should happen, which can be a big stumbling block for us. 222 is about being in harmony with yourself and the world around you. It encourages you to value and express the gifts you were born with. 333, 33 or 33, 33, balance. It's the Holy Trinity and the mind-body-spirit connection. Are you in your mind, body and your spirit, or have you divided them? I know that might sound a little odd, but a lot of people are mainly in the mind, trying to attain the spiritual or just being intellectual and completely ignoring the body. I see it a lot and I've done it a lot. 333 reminds us to come into balance. We need to have the balance and harmony around us to be able to manifest what we want. It's also known as the Christ number and can be related to the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, or the Triple Goddess, the Maiden, the Mother and the Crone. 3 in tarot is the Empress. She represents abundance, fertility and blessings. 444, angels calling. I've always seen this as your angels are all around you, protecting you, and all your efforts are being fully supported and guided. Have faith, trust yourself and release your doubts. 4 is about stability. So a lovely little reminder to know that you are safe and sound and that your prayers are being heard. 555, all change. I see 5 as change and that transition is in play. Change can bring stress, but it's the only thing that we can be certain of in life. Know that in the bigger picture, change is good. 555, 55 or 55, 55 comes as a friendly reminder that it is safe to make the change. So jump into the energy of the forward movement and be open to the shifts. Be open to the conversations around you as well. I've often found with the 555s, you'll overhear something and you'll think, whoa, that's it. 666, well, that stirs up images of the devil, doesn't it, with the mark of the beast. But it really isn't. It's such a shame that that's been misconstrued. 6 is a positive number, like they all are, and it asks you to be aware of your thoughts, particularly ones of worry, anxiety and fear. And it's a good time just to hand them over to the universe. Concentrate on the good thoughts. It reminds you to stop obsessing as much over a situation and to reground yourself. A reality check. What do you need to be doing differently? 777 guides all around you. To me, this is a very spiritual number and it means your guides are around you, supporting you, cheering you on. You are in alignment with your purpose. Continue to push yourself forward where your spirit wants to go. It is also seen as the lucky number. 888-88 or 8888. Oh, that was a tricky one to say. Manifestation, think about it. There's I think it's a betting app or something that is 888. There's no mistake there. It's about success and financial good luck. It means you are attracting a happy or successful outcome, or you have an abundant mindset that attracts opportunities to you. 888 can also mean you have wisdom to share. Trust in it. Seeds you have planted are coming to fruition. It can also mean mastering a new skill or a realization of a spiritual truth. It's actually as well, if you put 8 on its side, it's the infinity symbols. It's also about going with the flow, not grabbing onto things, just flowing. 999, release. Letting go of what no longer serves you as your new chapter awaits. It's the end of a cycle, the end of a way of being. It can also mean a closure to clear away anything or a cycle that's no longer serving you. It can be a release from the past too. Time to forgive yourself and others. We spend a lot of our life where we know that forgiving other people sets ourselves free. But one of the biggies I found was forgiving myself for many situations. So this reminds you as well of how to forgive yourself and how to forgive others. It's the time to make transition to new beginnings. You are being guided to the right path designed for you. So those are the numbers. Well, that's a nutshell of numbers. Obviously, there's a lot more, but those are the sort of the main ones that I see. We can go beyond into the teens, the 20s and the 30s, but I'd be here an age talking about that. When you see 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, those are seen as power numbers too. So how do you tap into them? What do you do with them? You can do a little Google search if you want to see what the number means and see if anything resonates with you. Resonate being the absolute key to this. But just try a few simple things. Notice, when did the number show up for you? What were you doing at the time? How were you feeling at the time? What was going on around you, or what were you thinking about? If you can't remember, that's fine, but just try to make a note of it. Make a note on your phone or in your journal, because they do start to make sense. And then look at, how do they make you feel? So use your body as a barometer here, because it always tells you the truth. How does this number make you feel? And where do you feel it in your body? I will talk about the body and responses at a later podcast, because it's a massive one for me. So look into how it makes you feel. The numbers are generally a confirmation or a call to action. So what are you being called to do? Go into stillness, go into meditation and ask. Numbers to me are like following the breadcrumbs. So I started seeing them. I started seeing the number 22 back in 1999, but I didn't realise it. I even worked, can you believe this, in that year, or it might have been the year before, I can't remember, but I worked from a clinic and the address was 22 Clare Road. I laugh because it's just so obvious now, but I didn't see it. We got married on the 2nd of February 2000, which was the first even number date in centuries, but there it was, hidden in 22. I got married from a friend's house, 22A. And do you know what? I still wasn't seeing it. But do you know, I bet the universe, my guides, just must get so frustrated because so many things are happening all around us, but we're not aware. We can be quite asleep. So then I began to notice it on clocks. I was going to bed and I'd look and it was 22:22. I'd watch a video on YouTube and it would be 22 minutes and 22 seconds long. It would be on receipts, on car registrations. I have so many 22 stories, I can't tell you, from hotel rooms to trains. I'll give you one. Here's one of my favourites. So we went to America for Kev's birthday, and as a surprise, I'd booked a helicopter ride around the Grand Canyon. And as we were sat waiting for our helicopter to arrive and the little chat we have to have before, I took myself off for a moment because I was thinking like, oh God, should I pay that extra $50 to go and be sat at the front, you know, to have the full panoramic view? And I was like, no, don't do it. I went back to join Kev and the other people at the door waiting for the next helicopter. All the helicopters were white with a red and yellow stripe down the side. So we were watching helicopters coming in, people getting on, going out. The tours are only about 20, 30 minutes or whatever. Anyway, we were ushered to the door now and said, right, the next one is yours. And there was a helicopter approaching and it was bright red. So as it was approaching, guess what the number written underneath was? 22. So you can guess the rest. We were ushered to the left side, meaning that we were going to be sat at the front. Oh my goodness. I screamed so loud, thank you, thank you, thank you. No, luckily no one else could hear other than Kev, who gave me the usual eye roll above the noise of the helicopters. Whenever 22 comes up for me, I know I'm making the right decision or I'm in the right place. It might be on a TV program, a time, a taxi. Oh, I'm missing the best one. Here's the best one. We were looking to move in 2020. So it was just after the first lockdown had lifted and we had a viewing of a house. We'd been sent a video of it. An internal shot video just before lockdown lifted so that they could arrange the list of viewees, if that's a word. Anyway, we loved the look of it. And when we arrived, even more so, estate agent opened the door and left us to wander around on our own because we weren't allowed in at the same time. And we looked around it, looked around the garden, and we were just both looked at one another. And I was thinking like, oh yeah, this is it. So we sat on the wall to discuss it and a red kite flew over our heads. So the bird, the red kite, and that's another sign for me, animal signs, but I'll leave that for another chat. But then lo and behold, guess what drove past? The number 22 bus. I am not joking. We live on the number 22 bus route. That still makes me giggle. So obviously we knew that the house was for us. So I mainly see it as 22, but I've also had it as 222 as well, and the times of 22:22. There's another story that I know of, and it's a guy on YouTube, actually, that I came across, and I love his story. He's called John St. Julian, and his life had been extremely challenging, drugs and just very difficult times, tried to take his own life, and he was trying to get his life back on track and he started seeing 11:11 on the clock and then in other places. And after a realisation, he decided to follow the sign of 111, so he committed to it. He moved into a flat and his dad pointed out to him, have you seen this? And carved on the beam was 11:11. After watching a YouTube video, he decided he was going to volunteer at a Tanzanian charity. His confirmation email came through at 11:11. So that was the timestamp. That was the confirmation he needed. And so he committed to just following the numbers and his life completely changed. He's running a children's charity himself now out in Tanzania just by following the numbers. So there we go. Living by numbers. Have you got any numbers? Let me know if you have. I love to hear about people's numbers stories. I think because it's been quite prevalent in my life. So let me know. You can either send me an email to spirituallyspeaking222@gmail.com. So now you know why it's got the 222 on it. Or you could send me a message on Instagram on spirituallyspeaking_222 or Facebook. Spiritually Speaking 222. Lovely chatting with you again, and I hope to catch you again soon. Bye.